Any comment, Region 7?
Nothing from the Outer Reaches Space Station.
Thank you, Mr. Schmidt. All right, back to the commission. Any members of the commission have any comment before the vote? I'll wait for you.
Mr. Chairman, I think there was an awful lot of good comments on both sides of the issue to come here. I thought the first gentleman, I believe it was from Butte, that spoke, had a very good suggestion that we need to work together, and we've always said that. You know, we have 445, the Devil's Kitchen, which is an example that's been going, I believe, for over 50 years. We need to get more of those type of groups scattered around the state, where the landowners, the sportsmen, and just the general people that like to go out and see elk can get together and have a civil conversation and continue to have those conversations until they're able to come up with some type of an agreement similar to what Devil's Kitchen did. When I went to their meeting this year, they said it took, I can't remember how many meetings, but it was quite a few, and Nick might know that answer, before they came up with their first consensus and really started moving forward and came to the commission. I know, I think they came once, was voted down, their proposals came back, and they continued to work. And as a couple of the gentlemen there that were there from the start said, they've never taken a vote within their group. They always work until they have a consensus and try to move forward with that. And I think we need to take that example out to more areas of the state. The other thing is, you know, and if you've attended these meetings over the last 7 years, you've heard me go after some employees occasionally. But I think this time, based on my working with Region 4 and 5, I think they did go out and look at alternatives. And I think they're still looking at alternatives today, knowing that whatever compromise we come out of here with is going to be short-termed, and they're going to have to come up with some other solution, because we do need to control the elk numbers out there. We have to find a way that works for everybody. It's going to be very tough. If it was easy, it would have already been solved. So I do appreciate the work they did, the compromises they came back with after the season setting. And I want to say thank you. The other thing has been brought up a couple of times. We have lost access in the state. I don't know if it's due to the shoulder seasons or not. I do know in Region 4, they've picked up almost 500,000 acres in the last 3 years. And I think that's from them going out and meeting with landowners and talking with landowners and explaining what we have as a department to offer them and what the hunters have to offer, and trying to come up with some things that will work. I also have to commend Chairman Colton. He's been going out and meeting with some people, some landowners, some big landowners, and trying to come up with some compromises to get additional land open. I think through some of the efforts of Region 4, Chairman Colton and others, there are some positive things that will happen as we move forward. If we can get our foot in the door and do what we say we're going to do, then there's a chance for more success in those areas. So I'd like to thank everybody that commented, not only here today, but through the comment period, and all of the staff members that worked on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Any further comment from the commission?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
You know, I would kind of echo what Commissioner Stuker says. It is a difficult process, and I think ultimately if all of us come out with a little bit of a hard pill to swallow, we've probably done something right. I mean, not everything that's going out currently is something I agree with, but there are some things I agree with. But I guess that's what compromise is. So I hope we try to do that in all the things that face us. So thank you.
Further comment?
Mr. Chairman, I I just want to send out a message. I'm not comfortable with this compromise. I think we're giving you a lot of a room to be successful, both the staff and the landowners. If we see some increases in access and we see during the five-week general season, that's what success looks like to me over the next year. So hopefully get out there, talk to your neighbors, talk to the biologists, talk to the hunters. Everybody get together and get this thing fixed. If we don't see that, then this compromise will not survive, I don't think.
Thank you, Commissioner Byard. And I know we've had a long session here, but I just need to touch on a few things. I appreciate Commissioner Brower's efforts and all the other commissioners here to put this motion together and for the thoughtful discussion. I'm still troubled because I think the criteria matters. And I think there is a bit of a betrayal in the fact that we're continuing it out in this fashion in those areas. The problem is, of course, some of those in districts were, you recognize some efforts and you didn't want to pull that back, but there's others where we're not seeing efforts and we still got a lot of, you know, since, as long as I've been on the commission all the way back to when I got in 2005, 540 has been a difficult district. And it's frustrating because we have so many good cooperators there. We've got a lot of block management and other opportunity. But we're just not making any progress there. My other large concern is that if you look at the cow harvest in Region 5 during the five-week season for the 3 years leading up to shoulder seasons and the harvest of cows in the five-week season during the shoulder season period, it's gone down. That's losing. That shoulder season's not working. That's what Tim Mulligan, Commissioner Mulligan, talked about in his op-ed, and it's what he talked about when he led the charge years ago to get rid of these, because we saw bull harvest increasing, but we saw cow harvest dropping, and we couldn't pick it back up in these late seasons. And that's why the criteria, particularly that specific point of the criteria, of that five-week season is so terribly important, because we're not going to meet our population objective controls. As I mentioned, I visited with the folks from Colorado, and they have grave concerns about how their extended season impacted where they're at now. And this affects everyone, outfitters and landowners alike. You know, Colorado is drastically reducing their non-resident permits because of this population problem, and that's gonna be problematic for some of these outfitters. To Commissioner Stuker's point, we do have some great working groups. You know, Devil's Kitchen is one, but we also, are running into some struggles there right now. Large landowner is not participating in a way that's going to allow that model to function. And so working groups are important, and I would not be able to approve this on 447 if it wasn't for the conversations I had with those people and the commitment I got that they're going to continue to work together. But we need to keep a close eye on that, because we've really deviated from the criteria in 447 and allowed them to continue status quo. But there's enough folks working together that makes sense. And again, with 411.00, the Snowy's complex, we have stretched that a bit. But, you know, I need to tip my hat to the large landowners over there, the largest ranch over there. They have stepped up this year. And you got a nice call today. The NBAR has harvested 298 elk. But they started in the general season. And I a tip of the hat to them. And, you know, give a tip of the hat when it's due, and it's due to them on this, and I hope we can continue. And that's what allows me to support the proposal in 411, even though we're going out to February 1. And also it's my understanding that we're going to have some measure of a working group in the Snowy Mountains, and it's my continued support of this type of extended season in the Snowies is dependent upon a working group being in place and having met by early July, ideally, or even sooner. And I feel confident in talking with people out on the landscape that's workable and that's coming through. So I want to finally say thank you to the commission. The grouping that we were given in December was tough. I did my best to grab a hold of some of that. I know that I that motion and that process created quite a bit of extra anxiety and a lot of and some acrimony and a lot more work. It was not my intention to make you all miserable, but was really directed more at, you know, I think we'd made it clear that we needed more than just the status quo. And I appreciate the support and the actions. It's not support because that would indicate that I did something more, and I certainly did not. To grab a hold of those and to try to hold up the criteria as best we could. It's compromise, I think, is a little too far, but there's elements of this that can really, really maybe work. And I think we've given the tools to the people on the ground to really get out and manage. And I just implore the landowners, you know, we need that harvest in the 5-week season. We've given you the tools. It's here. And and finally, one problem that the shoulder seasons has created is that now we're here talking about how do we make our game damage system and our management seasons better. That conversation should have never been put on hold, and it was. And Tim said it 2 years ago at least. He said, yeah, we know what the data is going to show. We know that these shoulder seasons are not going to be the fix that we all want them to be. Let's think of some new ideas. And I'm going to be pushing the folks in Region 5 as best I can to, you know, let's make those work better, because I remember before we had some really good success with those. So I appreciate the indulgence by the commission here at the end. If there's not anything else, I think I'll go ahead and call for the vote. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion aye. Carries.